And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Yeah, baby.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
A new election's been ordered in North Carolina's 9th Congressional District because of absentee ballot fraud.
Republican Mark Harris, after defending his narrow victory, now says a new race is required.
Neither I nor any of the leadership of my campaign were aware of or condoned the improper activities that have been testified to in this hearing. The
witnesses describe mail ballot fraud by Republican operatives hired by the Harris campaign. A new election date has not yet been set.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Two sons of the Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, fugitives in Mexico, face federal drug trafficking charges.
Joaquin Guzman Lopez and Ovidio Guzman Lopez have been indicted for conspiracy to distribute cocaine, marijuana, and meth in the U.S. Their father was convicted in New York for crimes committed as head of the Sinaloa cartel.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. This is Fox News.
Happy with the salary you're getting at work? Well, then you need the new Beatdown app. Just download the free app to your phone and tap to open. Beatdown automatically knows your location and can arrange your beatdown within minutes. Just tap the screen to select the level of beating you want. Push to the ground, slaps to the face, or a boot to the head and a rope around your neck. And the best part is, Beatdown really works.
After Beatdown, I got promoted to manager of waste control.
I used Beatdown. Now I own the whole company.
And Beatdown will capture all the footage of the attack right in the app. When you're done, just tap the screen to file your police report instantly. So don't spend years toiling away at your job. Get the attention you think you deserve and increase the money you get. Get a Beatdown, just like Jussie Smollett. Service not available in Chicago.
Have you ever told a big fib?
Oh, hell no.
Well, lots of folks have. Let's check in with our friends on the morning show. Greg Budell, can you give us an honest description of yourself?
Stronger than Slaughter, slicker than Shaft, more super high than Superfly.
Jay Scott, in your youth, did you ever find that being less than truthful led to others showing you a lack of respect?
I tell you, when I was a kid, I got no respect at all, you know? They always made me take the family picture, and that way I wouldn't be in it.
Emily Hayes, what's the most truthful thing you can think of right now?
I don't care what anybody says, there is nothing uglier than the sight of a naked man.
All right, boys, keep everything covered. Bailey, the wonder dog, have you ever lied to get chicken? And Rich Thomas, you always tell the truth.
Certainly.
Never tell a lie.
I'm just not into it.
Well, how about the other night when that young lady asked you if you were from France? What did you say?
Oui, oui.
Oh, you fibber you. Now, here's something you can depend on. It's the truth. Stand by for three men and a lady.
It's a good show.
That's what we're going to try and do. A good show just for you. Jay Scott is here. That means Random Facts next hour.
I'll have a cheese.
You mean Emily Hayes?
Yeah, fine.
She'll be joining us right now. Let's kick off with the forecast for the
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
We had 84 yesterday. When you walk out this morning, it's a warm and humid morning like it would be on in any day in June. In fact, the dew point right now equals the same dew point in Montego Bay, Jamaica. I just picked a random place.
Yeah, random. Jamaica. Yeah.
Patchy dense fog this morning, otherwise partly sunny. Widely scattered afternoon storms possible. High in the low 80s again. The record is 85 from last year on this day. Tonight's low 65. Tomorrow very warm, breezy. The record high is 83 tomorrow from last year. We may tie or break the record. Risk of a spotty afternoon storm. A better chance of showers and storms tomorrow evening and tomorrow night. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe here in Alabama. Then clearing out by dawn Sunday. Sunday's pretty good. Nice day. Mid-60s and great Monday. Right now this morning, a little mist outside. I wouldn't, you know, the fog is not as extensive as yesterday. It's cloudy, 68 right now, at 610.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
The oldest member of the monkeys passing away. He was 24 when the show began. It's kind of hard to reconcile those numbers.
So two of them are gone. Davey went a few years ago.
He was only 60.
Yeah. And I forget how... Did he have a heart
attack? Heart attack, I believe.
Was it a heart attack?
Yeah.
And so you got Mickey Dolenz and Michael Nesmith left.
Well, the weird thing yesterday was I, for some reason, thought Mickey had passed away a few years ago.
Oh.
Huh.
And I was wrong. I don't know why I remembered that. I don't know that...
You on drugs?
No, it had nothing to do with that.
Two monkeys left, two beetles left. So, of course, I wouldn't put the Beatles on the same level as the monkeys.
No, but I'll tell you what.
Monkeys were so much better.
In terms of cultural phenomena, for at least a brief period of time, the monkeys had, again, the same thing that used to drive us crazy. The girls, they wanted to talk about the Beatles. They were all into the Beatles. They didn't care about you.
Remember what night that came on, the show came on?
The Beatles?
No, the monkeys.
What night of the week?
Yeah.
No, Wednesday?
It's Monday night on NBC at 7. Yeah.
When I posted the story about Peter Tork's passing yesterday, John Gale said, I smell a lame-ass story coming up on the show. And I had to tell about the time that, you know, I mentioned my grandma's house in Minnesota where the residents had to vote which network they wanted the local TV station to broadcast. And one year it was NBC. We were up there. And my brother and I persuaded my sister to take out the boat into the bay behind my grandmother's house. And after she was out a sufficient distance, we were going to say, hey, Jody, the monkeys are on TV. And I still remember her screaming across the bay and then the ferocious paddling.
Yeah, a lot of girls were in love with the monkeys.
Get back to the shore, and then the ferocious paddling I got from my father for making my sister cry. That was not one of my finer...
Shame on you!
Come on. It's been a while.
They were zany, weren't they?
Yeah, somebody said yesterday that their TV show was very much like the Beatles movie Help, and that it really didn't make a lot of sense. It was just, how can we feature the guys cute and... Yeah. Getting into mischievous things,
and they were a put together act.
Yeah,
they weren't a group like the Beatles. They were an act.
A cut above the Archies.
Yeah,
and definitely a full notch below the Beatles.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting!
And the winning word of the day is
shrimp.
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 Shrimp of the word. Start your week on the fire with a bowl of the day at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the Shrimp Etouffee Bowl, featuring fresh Alabama Gulf shrimp and a spicy roux over a bed of white rice, and serve with a skewer of grilled Alabama Gulf shrimp.
I love that word, roux. That's so cool. That's...
And an over-medium egg, plus a side of Texas toast. Yeah. The Shrimp Etouffee Bowl, part of the Mardi Gras Mania menu at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And later on today, whether I'm here or Joey is here, We will ask for that winning word at 272-9228 in the ninth caller. We'll win lunch for two, and that would include a chance to sample said etouffee bowl.
Are you feeling okay this morning?
Not really.
No.
But I just wanted to be here for you guys so I could give you the same illness I have. And
that's so thoughtful. You share so well.
I did, by the way.
Breakfast downstairs or something.
I did prepare a breakfast today.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. I was so hungry.
Because grilled sausage was something I could serve without having to handle.
Mm-hmm.
Lovingly checking it out on the grill and moving it around, so everything pretty much got grilled equally. And
yesterday was a wonderful food day. Steak and eggs.
And then
her husband brought donuts afterwards.
And the SLE lunch.
Then we had lunch for the rodeo.
With a big
and got fed steak again.
Yeah. It was tough.
Oh, you missed. You didn't stick around for the dessert. The dessert was fantastic.
The cobbler, I heard, was good. Yeah.
Blueberry cobbler.
I missed the, I not only missed the husband donuts, but I couldn't make the event.
I was invited.
Yeah, blueberry cobbler with whipped cream and Bluebell ice cream.
Oh, my gosh. But they started late, and I didn't get a chance to.
Well, you guys may have had a steak, but somebody brought me a blood pressure taker yesterday during happy hour. It works, too. I set it up all by myself.
Yeah, good boy.
You're a good boy.
I have to check mine regularly.
I mean, just another thing for you to fiddle with and make go beep, beep, beep.
Well, and yesterday use it five times a show.
Yeah. Oh, my blood pressure changed the last 3 minutes. Talked about AOC.
And now the news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Newly released crime data shows overall crime rates are down in Greenville. Police Chief Justin LaVorn says crime is down 38% from 2017 to 2018. He says that decrease is because of community-based patrolling and updated officer training. Former Vice President Al Gore was in Lowndes County Thursday making a call for ecological justice across Alabama. He spoke at the Jackson Steel Community Center. He says soil, air, and water contaminated by some industries are causing health problems for poor people all over the country. And Republican South Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne was in the capital city Thursday stumping for votes. He recently announced his campaign to unseat Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
Mike Rogers is a rare builder who survived 2008. Many didn't. And is using his skills to redevelop blighted neighborhoods. Learn more on the next What's Working with Cam Marston. Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
It must be time to start a new day.
Hey, new day.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Come on, get back to work.
You're not the boss of me.
You're not the boss.
You're not the boss of me.
You're not the boss of me, are you?
The hell I'm not.
Actually, I am the boss of you.
I'm the boss, man.
I'm the boss.
All right, let's begin.
It's showtime. It's
electric. Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
I looked high low for something of general interest that would be electrifying. And I took note of the fact that today is the Crocodile Hunter's birthday. So I thought we'd use this segment to pay tribute.
I wanted to talk about the Crocodile Hunter. Did you? Because I think
sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time. But I think I don't know, people come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it, who got killed? The Crocodile Hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile. And you know, I had to be pissed about it were the crocodile, because he got killed by some fruity fish. So you know, the crocodiles were like, hey man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man.
Please don't give me
that. No, Bill, man, you had a chance when the guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that motherfucker. He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head. I don't feel good about this. You remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
You know why I think that works so well, and it didn't come across as
insensitive?
Because he always refers to him as the crocodile hunter, mm-hmm. as his, I don't want to say character, but I don't want to say he doesn't humanize him, but when mm-hmm. you say Steve Irwin, Steve Irwin's a man with a wife and kids, and it's sad, but when you say the crocodile hunter, it's the, oi, mate, we're going to get down here with this croc.
Well, the thing is, he makes it funny by putting some truth in there, like, hey, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter, if that's what your profession is. It still plays well, and I guess the family is, I haven't watched it.
They, his son and daughter, right in his footsteps, doing great stuff.
That's good. My daughter's a possum rescuer. She hasn't, and they will handle snakes and stuff, but things that she didn't get that from me. That much I can tell
can
you.
Can I share something?
Sure.
We love this preface.
It's always this. Can I share something?
So,
yes.
Most days I run home for lunch and let the dogs out and feed them. Mm-hmm. And then run back here and finish out the day. And sometimes I can't get away, so my fantastic father-in-law, Rob, or Eric's best friend, Seth, will go let the dogs out if he's in town. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Rob will spend, a good bit of time with Punky and Claude, playing with them and stuff. Well, and he'll bring them toys. And so the other day, the day when the rain came, Rich... Mm-hmm. I got home from work, and I let the dogs out, and they had torn the stuffing out of something, and it was all over the backyard. So I was going and picking it up.
Yeah.
And then I stopped in my tracks with the overhead skies above
mm-hmm.
because I thought I saw a snake.
Oh.
And I stood there, and I thought to myself, I can't move. I can't tell if the snake is real or fake. I don't know what to do. Eric will be home in, an hour or so. I'll stand here. And just wait, because I'm afraid to move. Then it started to rain, and I slowly backed up from the snake. Later that evening, we had dinner with Eric's parents, and the snake was fake. But I was convinced it was real.
This has been an Emily moment. There'll be another one later on this morning at 8:55.
I was going to stand there until he got home, because I was freaked out. I was afraid if I moved, it would do the... you always see the videos, the lungy. Are you seriously doing that right now?
Yeah. If you start hearing a flatlining sound from this, call 911.
Oh,
117
no.
over 81. Pulse at 83.
That's a very
That's like
good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's really, really
All right,
good.
Well, let's not check it again for another 6 hours.
I had 136 over 82 on Wednesday.
Hey, somebody gives me a toy, I gotta use it.
That's not a toy. That's medical equipment.
I can't afford the toys. He's got an iPhone watch. It tells him money's in the bank.
I got my federal return this morning.
Uh-oh.
It came in while we were standing at the printer.
Oh.
Rich is rich. All right, 6:24 is the time. We're gonna check traffic for the first time this morning. Come back with the timeline for the 22nd of February, George Washington's original birthday. Right after this.
Good Friday morning to you. Montgomery Skywatch traffic is checked with all the authorities, the local police, also the county and the state troopers, and we don't see anything that's going to slow you down this morning. The interstates are running along at a speed limit ride. There's not even any problems on the boulevard other than the traffic lights, and we don't see any trouble coming in out of Prattville or Wetumpka. All the 31s are clear this morning. The Vance Law Firm has been voted the best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. Now, I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure that my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we, and we rely on Bachelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. When there's a failure, Bachelor is on it. Bachelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technologies.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
At Marguerite's, we've been designing and crafting custom jewelry for 4 generations. It's an art for master jewelers. There's really no room for error. It doesn't matter how big the diamond is. You don't expect anything less than perfection. What matters is quality, beauty, and value. After all these decades, your engagement ring is still our greatest pride. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Had a feeling that your life was just a big lie, that your life was just a big lie, that your life was just a big, big lie.
So you got caught.
For an edition of Right Now with the timeline of the 22nd of February, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
53rd day of the year, 312 days remain on National Margarita Day.
What?
Yeah. And it's so nice when National Margarita Day coincides with a Friday.
I'll be nibbling on some sponge cake later.
Sponge cake, watching the sun bake. It's National Be Humble Day.
Every day.
It's National Chili Day, and I'm talking about spicy, good chili.
How can anybody eat chili when it's 84 degrees outside?
Well, you can have chili with a margarita on the side, right?
You can also walk the dog. It's National Walking the Dog Day. Bailey, with low 80s today, I think you're going to have a couple of park trips today.
Where is she?
I think she's...
She's still more interested in the smell of sausage on me than...
Yeah, she's smelling Greg all over. 389 years ago in 1630, the Indians introduced the Pilgrims to popcorn. They called it, the Indians called it, Jiffy Pop. 1732, George Washington, born on this date in Westmoreland County, Virginia, second son from the second marriage of a colonial plantation owner. 1819, the U.S. acquires Spanish Florida, the peninsula. It began in 1565, the peninsula, St. Augustine, but that part of Florida, the panhandle part, is they bought it for spring breakers so they could start going there.
So the kids have something to
That's
do.
That's right. 140 years ago, 1879, Frank Winfield Woolworth opened a five and dime store in Utica, New York. And kids today don't know that was the center of the community, man, the Woolworth. Fun.
Yes, the Woolworths, or we even had neighborhood five and dimes.
Oh, yeah.
What? I mean, were things a nickel and a dime?
Well,
what was the five and dime?
They had a little of everything. I remember you get model airplanes and monsters and
exactly
clothes and shoes.
It's like a Dollar General now, but that's not a good...
Like a high-end general store?
No,
not even that. You could buy anything from, needles and, stuff like that.
Yes, yarn. We used to get yarn there. Potholders to sell them in the summer for money.
Records. You had the food stand there. The
lunch counter.
The Wienerissery. Yeah. The Wienerissery with the spinning coils.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That wiener's been spinning since 1955. On this date in 1924, the first presidential radio broadcast from the White House is delivered. 1942, President Roosevelt to MacArthur, get out of the Philippines as the American defense of the island collapses. He says he will be back. I shall be back. 1959, the inaugural Daytona 500 held, although Johnny Beachcamp was initially declared the winner. The victory was later awarded to Lee Petty. Now our song of the day. And our week of cold intros concludes with this one. What do you say, School of Broadcasting students? Let's jingle into this one. Let's pretend that it's Christmas when this song came out.
Merry Christmas from CKLW.
For us to bring out the Christmas jingle, right? Look at that.
Yeah, Bradley Byrne
was. That's the News Talk studio right there on TV.
Bradley Byrne sat in your chair.
How about that? Wow. 39 years ago. Oh, never clean these pants. Thirty-nine years ago, 1980. Today is the day the miracle on ice had happened in the U.S. when the U.S. beat the Soviet Union in hockey. If you weren't alive on that Sunday, it was a great moment for the United States, flag waving, and a score of 4-3 in the 13th Winter Olympics, Lake Placid, New York. I remember it was an 83-degree day here in Montgomery, and that famous call that until he dies, that Al Michaels will always be remembered for.
The Americans on top, 4-3. Long shot. Craig able to get a piece of it to sweep it away. 28 seconds. The crowd going insane. Harlemov shooting it into the American end again. Morrow is back there. Now Johnson, 19 seconds. Johnson over to Ramsey. The Legionov gets checked by Ramsey. McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose. 11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Schultz, 5 seconds left
if Howard Dean was there.
And for a minute and 20 seconds, he didn't say another word. And everybody always says it's the best thing he could have ever said. Because somebody else, another announcer, would have just talked all over that. He just let it go. On this date, Andy Warhol died of a heart attack at age 58. That was 1987. 1990, Milli Vanilli, one of the best news artists in the Grammy.
They had to give it back.
Problem. 22 years ago, a lamb named Dolly was the first cloned adult mammal.
The Dalai Lama?
The Dalai Lama. 1998. This is rare in Florida. Deadly tornadoes ripped through central Florida, killing 42 on this date in 98. Yeah, a deadliest outbreak of Twister in Florida's history. They just don't see events like that. 17 years ago, 2002, legendary Warner Brothers animator Chuck Jones died at the age of 89. He created The Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote, Marvin the Martian, Pepe Le Pew, and others, and produced and directed dozens of Looney Tune cartoons. 2014 on this date, El Chapo captured in Mexico, and now they're going after his sons. Birthdays today, George Washington was born on this date, 1799. Let's see, I did not edit any of these. Do we care about any of these people? Not on that page. Drew Barrymore is 44. Let's see. Rachel Dratch, who is that?
Dratch from Dratch SNL. From she was SNL. The one that did
She's
that.
She's Abigail Elmer.
Remember the Nomar? Oh, the Nomar, and then Jimmy Fallon and her would kiss.
Kyle MacLachlan is 60.
Kyle MacLachlan.
Julius Erving is 69. Dr. J. And John Ashton is 71 today. Birthdays from the beloved Lost, Don Pardo would have had a birthday today, died in 2014, and Ted Kennedy would have had a birthday today, he died in 2009. Birthdays and anniversaries, we've got one next Friday.
Maybe I'll
do a phoner, I'll be down south in Owasa. 16 days till we spring forward. MLB spring training baseball underway at noon today. Who's on at noon?
I believe the Red Sox.
Red Sox
are on this afternoon. I'm not sure.
36 days away from the first game that counts. 33 days till the Max Capital City Classic, and 79 days till Mother's Day. Now you're up to date on the timeline
with your host,
Rich Thomas. Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Watch my morning video this morning. You'll be see me outside in the short sleeves because it's very, very warm and humid this morning. Partly sunny, maybe some patchy fog in spots. Widely scattered storms possible. Low 80s today. The record is 85. Yesterday we were 84. Tonight's low 65. Tomorrow very warm, breezy. Record high for tomorrow is 83. We'll tie it. We could break it. The record was set last year on this date. Risk of a spotty afternoon storm, but a better chance of showers and storms becoming likely Saturday evening and Saturday night, some of which could be strong, possibly severe here in Alabama. We'll be watching that carefully. Clearing out by dawn Sunday. Sunday's a nice day with a high in the mid-60s. Right now this morning, we have cloudy skies. Misty, it's 68, 638.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
I just realized we were talking Oscars today with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am not qualified to participate in this conversation.
And have you seen their little breaks with Chris and their producer, John?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's their Oscar
aficionado.
Expert. They've been looking at different categories today.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, while we're waiting to join them.
The guy in our ear all the time.
Let me put a quick word in.
Right.
Okay.
For our co-host on Thursday afternoons, he also happens to be a proprietor of the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime Terry Adams and Adams Motorsports. At 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle for years and years, this is one of their busiest times of the year because people are thinking ahead.
Yeah.
I'd like to know how many people actually got out yesterday and enjoyed something off-road or maybe even on the water when you're in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
On February 21st and 2nd, why not get a head start? And at Adams Motorsports, what you'll find there is very friendly financing terms, because the manufacturers who make the products put up their money behind it. And at Adams Motorsports, you also have a top-notch, near 100% satisfied customer service department to support your purchase. They also offer an array of choices in pre-owned. And just like our friends at Ingram right up the street, they will not resell somebody else's troubles. So if it's pre-owned at Adams Motorsports, you can count on it. Start your credit app at AdamsMotorsports.com. They're open at 9 o'clock till 6 every Tuesday through Saturday. 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. Again, get your credit app started at AdamsMotorsports.com. 6:39, 21 before 7 o'clock, and we're getting ready to talk Oscars with our friends at Alabama News Rising.
No. You gonna watch?
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
All right. Movie buffs are talking about the beautiful cinematography of Roma or the amazing detail that went into the making of The Favorite. But which Oscar-nominated movies do people actually, do moviegoers actually care about?
Or know about? A survey determined each star's favorite Best Picture nominee to see if there's a clear favorite across the nation. And over half of the nation wants Bohemian Rhapsody to win. Yes. Other picks for the win is A Star Is Born, Roma, Green Book, and Black Panther.
Can't you tell that he has seen all of these movies? To bring in Three Men and a Lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning,
I'm
guys.
Sure Andrew's seen all of those. Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm speaking a different language when reading these movie titles off.
I would be happily surprised if Bohemian Rhapsody not only won Best Picture, but Rami Malek for Best Actor. I think that's the only rooting interest I have in this.
Have you seen it yet?
No.
And I have.
Emily, back to you.
I have.
Wow.
25 words or less.
It's like the one movie I saw out of everything that was listed. It was phenomenal. It was very well done, top to bottom, absolutely fantastic.
Attention to detail, because yes. I watched the Live Aid set that they replicated.
Yeah.
Shot for shot.
Down to the Pepsi cups on the piano. Wow. It was perfectly redone.
And I think they knew they had to get that.
Well, I'm going to see that when it gets to Blockbuster.
I see.
Well, good luck with
Blockbuster.
That.
Yeah, your local Blockbuster. Even Andrew knows there's no such thing.
Now,
where is this Blockbuster that you speak of?
The reason I...
Or are you just going to one of... No. Go ahead.
No, I want to hear what Jalea has to say.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sure it's
I'm just wondering if you were camping out at a former site that's like probably now a grocery store.
It's like a spirit of Halloween in October.
Guys, we've been doing this for a while. You should know that every once in a while I'll drop something in there just to see if you're paying attention. That's all.
Yeah.
Well, we got it.
So our Oscar expert is our producer, right? John is the Oscar guy, right?
Who's he got? Who's he like?
Aficionado.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I said John should just be sitting in my seat for this segment because I'm worthless. You know when like you're growing up and your parents are lecturing you and you just sit there and nod, trying to look real interested?
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing this morning. I don't know.
What movie person. Did you see on Logan's birthday?
Or did you make your own? I'm just asking. I meant nothing by that.
No, I thought that was the plan.
Okay. We are going to go see...
Look at him blushing.
He's so flustered. He's the color of these chairs, you guys.
At the Capri.
Andrew is 50 shades of red right now.
Logan had a job interview in Birmingham that day.
And it
went longer than expected.
Okay.
So she didn't make it down here in time for the movie, which, as you guys can imagine, I was so upset about that we weren't going to go get to the movie.
I'm so sorry I brought
this Star Is Born thing. I refuse to say. I won't even see that when it does come to Blockbuster.
Right.
But because a girl made me go see The Last Star Is Born with Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson. at the movie theater. I'm just going to replicate my seating position for you when that dirge was over. It was like,
Lord.
Hey, Roma is all
horrible movie. Awful.
Roma is all in subtitles, so they're not fun to watch.
Yeah, but you always feel a little classier, a little more highbrow. Right.
What's the difference between subtitles and closed captioning when you need that to understand what the heck they're saying in the movie?
Good point.
I use it once in a while.
All right. They're saying a rap.
Bless it.
All right, guys. I maybe, probably will not go watch any of those movies.
Let me know when yours gets the blockbuster, though. I'd like to see that.
Have a great weekend. See you later. More from Through Into the Lady. Be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Oh, we had a fun moment there.
Yeah. When you mentioned that, I heard John, the producer, saying, there's kids in the studio.
All I said was, did you make your own? That's all I said. I didn't say
it. Well, could be a cooking video.
Andrew,
right?
Andrew getting tickled is hilarious.
Yeah. I forgot they had their little future forecaster in there.
Yeah, but there was nothing about that. How would the kid know what I was talking about?
I was over there yesterday afternoon.
Probably thought, making a movie about pirates.
We were taping Safe from the Storm, which airs Saturday night on 6. But five meteorologists in one room, that's got to be ominous, right?
I mean, yeah.
It's got to be something.
I didn't think that you could all be in the same room at the same time. Like, doesn't one of you have to be in a, right. in a safe their, place?
Designated survivor?
Yeah. Maybe?
They had to leave their egos at the door, baby. That's how that works. Okay. We got the Cheap and Trash coming up. And Joe on the line here. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. I felt the same way when I saw Barbara Streisand.
I told you that was a worthy...
But I got to tell you, it wasn't Chris Christopherson. It was Robert Redford.
Oh.
No.
No, I thought it was Christopherson in Star is Born.
Well, maybe not. I guess you're right.
She was in a movie with
The Way We Were.
Yeah, she was in the movie
with The Way We Were, which is another ponderous piece of crap.
They were all very painful to watch.
Yes, they were, but I got you.
Hang in there.
The Way We Was.
They were in The Prince of Tides as well, I think.
Oh, man, please stop. Bye. Okay.
Joe, thanks a lot, man. I'm glad to know somebody's on my page with me. It's 6:46. Keep it trashy now.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
We're rolling right on into our Friday morning traffic, and Montgomery Skywatch doesn't see any problems for you this morning. It's a great time to be out there traveling. We don't have any delays on the interstates. We also see no problems on the 31s. If you're on the boulevard, we don't see any problems there either. You might slow down at the major intersections at the Troy Highway, Vaughan Road, and at I-85, but everything's rolling along really smooth this morning. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start March 6th, and registration is going on now. Call Trenum State at 420-4200, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit MyMax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max, smart money, made simple, insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at WholesaleHunter.com. That's WholesaleHunter.com. Again, WholesaleHunter.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit MyMax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max, smart money, made simple, insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Kevin Hart, we wanted it to be you, but now you were such a dummy. Now nobody. Too bad for the Academy. Nobody to host. Who will say that stupid opening song and tell jokes that make us all groan? The celebs will have to make fun of themselves on their own. There's no one to take blame when the show runs long. Who will tell us it's time for commercial? Nobody. Too bad for the Academy. Nobody to host.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in.
And welcome to the Keep It Trashy at News Talk 93.1 FM. I think this sums up pretty much I'm going to predict, record low ratings for the Oscars this week.
Okay.
Record low ratings. Well below 30 million, maybe even closer to 20 than 30. As the Oscars and interest in them continue to plunge because Hollywood just can't keep its mouth shut. And then there's this approach.
This Sunday, it's the Academy Awards. See people walking on red carpet wearing sparkly overpriced gowns and tuxes. Check out facelifts and Botox in all their glory. Good and bad. The Oscars, hosted by... Well, okay, so there's no host, but there will be presenters. Listen to speeches that only last 30 seconds before the music starts playing them off. It's the 91st Academy Awards. Hour after hour. Movie after movie. That you probably haven't even seen. Can someone wake me when it's done?
I love fashion, and I'm very excited to see
what
it's worn. But I won't watch it while it's happening. I will revisit it the next day.
The red carpet does draw quite a few people who are interested in the Swami is like that.
The red carpet's got stains.
But moving along here on the Sheep and Trashy, we'll have it all sorted out Monday morning for you. The Jussie Smollett case continues to dominate the news. This guy who set this whole thing up says that he was upset about the salary he was making. Poor Jussie, oppressed Jussie, was making $1 million for his role in a show that not too many people watched.
$1 million.
Now he's down $7,000.
Yeah.
From what he paid.
Yeah. By check, by the way. That's always good when you want to, you know,
make
sure
there's serious? Who pays anything by check anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, we send in a check for our water bill.
I pay the, like, the lawn guy with a check.
Don't you just do, what?
President Trump, who initially described the attack as horrible after it happened, said yesterday that, what about Make America Great Again to the tens of millions of people you insulted with your racist and dangerous comments? He's still not confessing to anything. And he is yet to be charged with potential mail fraud. That's an even more serious felony.
Yeah, because it's federal.
But it's the damage done at a time where we just don't need this kind of silliness. And by the way,
divisiveness.
If $1 million isn't enough, you'll find sympathy between two words in the dictionary. One is and the other is syphilis.
By the way, if you go around this room and added up all of our salaries, we don't make $1 million. All of us.
What?
Together.
I thought you guys, that was why they have contracts for y'all. Y'all don't make $1 million?
Well, when he's got a 50-year contract, so I think he is $1 million.
I could do it if I could work another 9 years. But then there's taxes and all the rest of it. And, you know, I got a budget for breakfast food for my flings in the morning. I shop at Food Outlet, I get a cost plus 10%.
Yep.
But I don't chintz.
By the way, I think husband and I are about to do a comparison shop. Because the thing that he likes about, we'll just say, big box store is that he knows where everything is.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do. Keep it to five departments. Dairy, bread, meat. Right. If you can find a package of hot dog or burger buns for less than 74 cents, let me know. We haven't done burgers in a long time.
Ooh, burgers would be good.
Burgers. And we haven't done Reuben's. So those will be two things that will be on next week's menu along with the New York Strips, which are cost plus 10 this week. That's where you really want to do some price comparison on the price per pound of beef, chicken, any of the regular food staples. They're absolutely far lower at Food Outlet.
Whatever you do next week, make sure the best stuff is on Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, well, okay.
So you're not here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Or the following Monday.
4 days?
Look, somebody has to...
I wasn't even gone that long for Janelle's wedding.
Somebody has to go check on the Caribbean.
No, I know. But I'm doing a, let's say, research. Special on Hurricane...
By the way, will you be able to look and check any of that? Well,
check any of...
Your island destination will be able to see...
Oh, I'll be doing weather. You won't know I've left town. Is that what you mean?
Are you going to take a look at some of the... Wasn't that...
I'll be checking out the water temperature, if that's what you mean.
Let us know.
Yeah, I will.
Make us jealous.
Yeah.
I better get a postcard.
Michael Jackson's estate is suing HBO for $100 million over the documentary Leaving Neverland, but none of the information attached to that says why they're suing for that amount of money, what they're worried about. Later on today, 20 TV shows that should be canceled from Ranker.com. And just looking at the top of it with Keeping Up with the Kardashians and The Real Housewives.
Is it all reality stuff?
I don't have the trailers, but How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World is out this weekend. Fighting with My Family with Florence Pugh. Yeah, can't wait to see that. At 6:57. You do not have to suffer with pain when you have an option like Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Ladies and gentlemen.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. And in 2 minutes, Millbrook Family Chiropractic will be open for business. My friends, let me tell you how important it is to be able to go and handle things like this before you go to work. Or just to have the option of flexible scheduling. Yesterday, husband, not feeling his best. Actually, it was day before yesterday. was experiencing some pain in an area that Dr. Pasley had been working with him on, and husband works in Montgomery as well.
Right.
And he was able to go by at 7 a.m., see Dr. Pasley, get adjusted, and feels loads better, go on to have a fine work day. Wasn't to work late or anything like that because of those flexible scheduling hours. Now, if you've got a busy schedule and you're worried, you know, you work in Montgomery, but you maybe live in Autauga or Elmore County, and you want to be mindful of getting to work on time and not having to leave work early to go to a doctor's appointment, you can enjoy that flexible scheduling with Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. You just have to get in touch with them and make an appointment. To do that, you call 285-8483. You can go online, fill out your new patient paperwork, and set up your appointment there as well. Millbrook Family Chiropractic, Millbrook Chiropractor, Adak Kim.
Dr. Jeff Pasley is, in fact, excellent. We're closing in on 7 o'clock. Jay is busy getting ready for Random Facts. Have your note-taking devices handy so you can play and win our